Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, and we told you about this. We broke this story about 3 hours ago. I want to just make sure that you are up to speed on what was happening in Pensacola. Another shooting is what I'm getting to. A man was shot in the leg. Happened around 3 p.m. outside a Pensacola gas station. That gas station was the Citgo station at Pace and Garden Streets. PPD is confirming an unknown suspect shot the victim from a vehicle. No suspect or vehicle information at this time. Details still remaining sketchy. I spoke to Mike Wood from the PPD earlier this afternoon when we were discussing the story. And he says, yeah, details remain sketchy. And this is an ongoing investigation. But another shooting here in Pensacola, which I just get tired of talking about. The wild, wild west and people putting guns out and shooting.
Right.
Just absolutely. Hey, Big Lots announcing on Thursday, it's holding a big going-out-of-business sale. Carmen Roberts has the details on this.
Discount retailer Big Lots says it's beginning final sales at its remaining stores in the U.S. CEO Bruce Thorne said the company is holding a going-out-of-business sale to protect the value of its estate while it tries to wrap up the sale of its assets through Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The company says it does not anticipate completing a previously announced purchase agreement with Nexus Capital Management, so it's working towards either a new arrangement with Nexus or another company and hopes to finalize that sale by early January. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
All right, and one of our top stories here just around the globe today. At least 2 people dead, 68 injured after a suspected attack at a crowded Christmas market in Germany. A car plowed into the large crowd in Magdeburg, about 2 hours west of Berlin. Local media reporters say that the driver of the car has been arrested, and reports also say that there was an explosive device found in his vehicle.
Okay, Mega Millions. That jackpot edging closer to the billion-dollar mark. $825 million works out to be $382.2 million. That is your cash option heading out the door there. AAA projecting a lot of travelers this holiday season. Yeah, almost $120 million from Saturday to Wednesday. $107 million expected to be on the road. $7 million in the air, 4.4 million on trains, buses, and cruises. And just a lot of folks out there. Best time to travel is on Christmas Day, New Year's Day. Worst time is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and New Year's Day being extremely busy as well. Are you tired of typing out questions for an AI? Have you had to go through this? I know you've delved into this somewhat.
I know a little bit about it. I don't think I've had to really do that, no.
Okay, instead of luckily going through the formalities of typing it out and going in and doing it, you can now call to get this thing done. Evan Brown explains what's happening.
You can now reach ChatGPT by calling toll-free 1-800-CHAT-GPT. And yes, you can talk to it.
Hi, I'm ChatGPT, an AI assistant. So, how can I help you today?
You get 15 minutes per month linked to your phone number. It also works with calls made by Meta's WhatsApp. ChatGPT's parent company says it's to help more people use the service, though it does give you an on-the-line reminder they record calls for safety purposes. It is quite a jump from calling movie phone to find out those showtimes. Remember that? Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. You can dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. The weather right now, 53 degrees, low of 36 tonight. 53 is also Saturday's high, low 36 there as well. So a couple very cold days here. Sunday, we see the temperature creep up a little bit. Emphasis on a little. High of 57, low of 40. But as far as just climate conditions, when it comes to any rainfall or any cloudiness, nope, it is sunny, clear, beautiful weekend.
6:17, News Radio 92.3. I think one of the best inventions ever made was the seat warmers in my car. Boy, you flip those suckers on.
Toasty buns.
Oh,
yes.
It really is. University of West Florida's Haas Center conducting that city annual residential satisfaction survey. Hey, why don't you help them out? They need your input here. There's 2 ways to take that survey. It does not take long. So really, just they need to pick your brain. Online at UWF.edu, UWF.edu, Haas Resident Survey, or after Jan 6, you can call 850-495-2666. I'm excited about this. New information coming out today. There's a recycling center being equipped with artificial intelligence ahead of the busy holiday season. It almost reminds me of what the city of Pensacola is projecting to do. I know I got a chance to speak with D.C., Mayor Reeves, of course, down on Spring Street before the Christmas parade.
I saw you talking to him
last week. Yeah. And we were discussing the recycling. He says, man, this stuff is like Buck Rogers, because I know at ECUA, our trucks, you had cameras,
right?
And you could, when the recycling trucks would dump the load into a bin or so, the cameras would pick it up. The projected new technology for the city of Pensacola's recycling cameras, get this, not only do they show the materials in falling in the bin, they identify every single piece of material through this high-tech AI stuff. Oh, this is, like I said, Buck Rogers stuff. Here's the latest on this technology from Fox this afternoon.
We as a country have been doing this for 40 years, right? And 70% of our garbage still goes in the landfill. Now, everything you put into the blue or the green bin, it ends up here and it has to be sorted. And it's time-consuming. But robots are now making that more efficient.
Some states are better than others. Maine and Vermont right near the top, but the national recycling rate is only 32%. Paper is recycled the most, followed by aluminum, glass, and cardboard. But plastic, the least, according to the EPA. Just 13% is recycled. The rest ends in a landfill. The problem is there's so many different kinds of plastic, making it more difficult and less valuable to recycle. JD and Body may have an answer, a robot that uses AI to sort what's recyclable from what's not.
I got to tell you, at the MRF, the Materials Recycling Facility, ECUA's facility, they have robots, and just like that. And they can take that material and they can read it and put it and sign it to the right bin that should go for the recycling. Plastics, paper, you know, those type of breakdowns. But yeah, ECUA is all over this technology as well. They're doing some good stuff over there.
All righty, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got some new information on the Marine accused of murdering a local woman. Details on that stuff coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Whiting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
This is Hill Kelly Dodd wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duquette with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Deborah Harry and Blondie, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Friday afternoon. Thanks for letting us jump in that car today. Going to be chilly this weekend. Austin and I were just doing some wind chill comparisons in terms of temperatures. Tonight,
crunching some numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Pushing the limits here. If you're in Milton, the low's expected around 31 degrees or so tonight. Factor in the wind speed, 11, 12 miles per hour. You know what that works out to be? It works out to be 21 degrees.
Feels like temperatures, yeah. Not cool. Well, no. Cool, but not cool if you get what I'm saying.
That's in Pensacola, it's 28 degrees. Feel good.
Yeah. Right now we're sitting at around, let's see, according to wind speed, right now the winds are like 6 miles per hour. So don't take what Chris is saying is for right now. This is just late tonight.
Or early in the morning, actually. These temperatures like fall like after 3-4 o'clock in the morning. But if you're up like I usually
yeah, so it feels like low 50s right now, but it's going to get rough tonight.
I hate it when I'm up early in the morning doing scripts and writing things because I get my best work done before the phone starts to ring. Mm. But then you remember, I forgot to take out the garbage. So you have to get up and you kind of roll it out. Those are the type of things you just don't want to have to deal with.
Well, I'll go ahead and say this. Since we're already talking about weather, I'll just tack onto it that the roads are looking clear because it's 6:25. There's your very quick traffic and weather together.
Hey, somebody's fudging the truth here. They really are. I mean, it's coming out of Washington. There are more U.S. troops in Syria than the Department of Defense has told us about. Just be transparent. My goodness, Kevin Urensky has more in Securing America.
Securing America.
A surprising admission Thursday from the Pentagon concerning American troop levels in Syria. For an extended period of time, the Department of Defense has been stating there are 900 U.S. troops there. Now comes word that's not so. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder.
I learned today that, in fact, there are approximately 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria.
As for why the additional troops are there,
temporary forces that are there to support the de-ISIS mission.
And he admits Americans won't be leaving Syria anytime soon.
ISIS continues to maintain or to pose a significant threat. So right now, no plans that I'm aware of to stop that mission.
Ryder says the additional troops have been in Syria since before the fall of the Assad regime, but when pressed by reporters on exactly how long, didn't have a specific timeline, saying only,
it's been going on for a while.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Who would have known? Not the public, that's for sure.
Sounds like it, yeah.
627, News Radio 92.3. What a tease this is. And you, after I read this, you're going to say, what are you teasing me for? Ready? You ready?
All right.
Hold on, sit down, buckle up. Christmas Day in Pensacola can sometimes be surprisingly cold. Well, with these temperatures, you're saying, you know what? The guy on the radio is pretty smart.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
Pretty cold. Well, not so much so. According to meteorologists, it's not going to happen this year, and at least in Pensacola, it's not going to happen. Christmas Day in Northwest Florida, partly cloudy, slight chance of showers. Slight chance of showers, let me add that as the operative word, slight. And temperatures close to 70 degrees. Chilly.
That's such a bummer.
Break out the wood. Fire up the fireplace.
Yeah, you know, honestly, mid-60s, especially if there is light showers that end up happening, that could get kind of cold with some wind, with a draft. So maybe that's Parker weather.
You're just an eternal optimist over there.
I'm trying to be.
The cold weather.
It's the holiday season, man. All right, mentioned this before the break. There's new information on the Marine accused of murdering a local woman. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says that 20-year-old Willie Ellington had made disturbing internet searches leading up to the murder of local escort Tashae Bennett. Those searches included whether someone could scream when they were being strangled and how many prostitute murders go unsolved. Investigators believe Ellington met the woman at a local motel, killed her, and dumped her body in a water retention area in Mobile. Her body was found earlier this week.
All right. The holiday travel period, of course, underway. Millions of people passing through airport checkpoints. TSA's Mark Howell.
Between 5 and 9 a.m. is when we have a lot of volume going through security checkpoints. And if we have to stop, one or out of every two or three bags for an oversized liquid or a knife or a self-defense item, it's really going to slow things down.
Okay, AAA reporting 107 million people start hitting the highways driving at least 50 miles from home through January 1st. Be extra careful out there this season.
Absolutely. And Florida, the second fastest growing state in the country, data released by the U.S. Census yesterday shows that the Sunshine State has more than 23 million residents this year. That is a more than 460,000 person increase compared to last year. Officials say the largest contribution for the rise in population is national migration. Florida's population is expected to approach close to 26 million people over the course of the next decade.
Okay, I was talking to you about Syria a second ago and how the Department of Defense was fudging the numbers.
Right.
They were lowballing the numbers to us, and they were pretty high. Well, research just getting here to this afternoon, I wanted to pass it on, suggests Americans' hopes for a quick end to the Russia-Ukraine war has actually ticked up with a lot of optimism. Kristen Goodman has more.
A December Gallup poll of more than 2,100 people finding Americans are divided about evenly over whether the U.S. should continue to help Ukraine win back territory lost in the war with Russia, even in a prolonged conflict, with about 50% favoring a quick end to the conflict, even if that means Ukraine does not recover all of its land, an increase of about 7% since March. Explaining the increase in a desire to hasten the end of the war is owed to a 20-point surge among Republicans to 74% and a 9-point rise among Democrats to 30%. The poll also revealing 68% of U.S. adults say neither Russia nor Ukraine is currently winning the war, with similar percentages of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the Alzheimer's Association offering tips this holiday season to help the millions living with the disease and their caretakers. Experts suggest moving Christmas dinner to Christmas lunch to avoid sundowning and changing up gift giving by finding appropriate, safe but enjoyable presents like music or family albums. You can always call the Association's 24/7 helpline at 1-800-272-3900. Again, that is 1-800-272-3900 to speak to master-level clinicians for all kinds of support.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. The House has voted overwhelmingly to pass a continuing resolution to fund the government hours before the deadline to avoid a shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We're grateful that everyone stood together to do the right thing. And having gotten this done now as the last order of business for the year, we are set up for a big and important new start in January.
The measure now moves to the Senate. A car crashed into a crowded Christmas market tonight in Magdeburg, Germany. Fox's Alex Hogan reports.
This was a mass casualty event after people were enjoying a Christmas market and a car plowed into them at that event this evening. Two people are dead, including one of them who is believed to be a small child.
At least 60 people were injured, including 15 critically. The driver, said to be a doctor from Saudi Arabia, is in custody. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is suing the operator of Zelle and three U.S. banks that dominate transactions there. The agency alleges that the firms fail to properly investigate fraud complaints or even give victims reimbursements. on Wall Street, stocks finished the week higher, with the Dow gaining nearly 500 points. The S&P 500 was up by 63, and the NASDAQ gained more than 1%. Shares of Danish pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk plummeted more than 24% after reporting results in a late-stage trial for its experimental weight loss drug that missed expectations. Frito-Lay is recalling a limited number of 13-ounce bags of Lay's classic potato chips due to the product might contain undeclared milk. The FDA says the product was sold in stores and online in Oregon and Washington. U.S. crude oil futures under 70 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit Sleeper.com for details. The first round of the college football playoff begins tonight, and I like Notre Dame to take down Indiana. As for tomorrow, I'll trust Tyler Warren of Penn State to defeat SMU. I think Quinn Ewers of Texas will just edge out Cade Klubnik of Clemson. Finally, I'll trust Dylan Sampson of Tennessee to dominate the ground game to get a road victory over Ohio State. I'm Zach Gelb. Football season is in full swing, and you can take full advantage by winning some cash with Sleeper Picks. Sleeper Picks is a fantasy game, but you could win real money. Just pick more or less than at least two of your favorite player stats. If you're right, you could win. You could pick up to eight players to win up to 100 times your money. For a limited time, Sleeper has a special offer. New users have to play $5, and they'll receive $55 in free bonus entries. That's right. If you deposit $25 and play $5, they'll give you 11 $5 bonus entries to start playing. So download the Sleeper app now and use promo code BLOCK and get in on this promo before time runs out. What are you waiting for? Download Sleeper today and unlock one of the fastest-growing fantasy sports apps in the world. Use code BLOCK to claim the play $5, get $55 bonus entry offer. That's code BLOCK. Must be at least 18 years old in most states and present in state where it is legal to wager. Promo code location and other restrictions apply. Minimum deposit $25. See terms of use for details at sleeper.com. Please play responsibly. Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas. Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, feeling pretty good because we're inside and not there in the cold.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. You're absolutely right on there. Ice Flyers home this weekend. That's the good news. And they will be wearing those new ugly sweater jerseys. They look pretty nice on the ice out there.
Yeah, ugly in name only.
Yeah, tonight, tomorrow night, they're taking on Huntsville, puck dropping 7:05 in the Blade Bay Center.
And speaking of sports that are going on currently, we had two bowl games today, and one of them was phenomenal. Ohio beating Jacksonville State 30-27. Florida and Tulane, I thought this was going to be a really good one. It was like 19-0 with about 7 minutes to go in the game in favor of the Gators. Final score 33-8. So it was
what?
a pretty eventful ending. But Florida nonetheless beat the snot out of Tulane. Indiana Notre Dame play at 7 tonight. That is the first playoff game tomorrow. Of course, we've got our three other ones, specifically SMU at Penn State, Clemson at Texas, Tennessee at Ohio State. You can catch all of those games on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Your use of adjectives, very interesting tonight, let me tell you.
How's that?
Set up for two Christmas Day games, mean two games on Saturday in week 16. Yeah, we're going to get games on Saturdays, NFL games.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes and the two-time defending Super Bowl champs Chiefs hosting C.J. Stroud and the AFC South champion Houston, Texas. That's the first game on Saturday. Then it's Russell Wilson and the Steelers visiting Lamar Jackson and the Ravens in a battle for the AFC North. The folks picking these numbers, picking the Chiefs, 24-19. That's their version. What's yours?
I agree. I think it's going to be a competitive game. I'd maybe take the Texans if this were in Houston, but in Kansas City, they are not enclosed. Arrowhead is just wild west out there, and it's going to be frigid. So give me the Chiefs.
Okay, Steelers vulnerable against the pass, and their passing game has been lacking without wide receiver George Pickens.
Mm.
You go ahead, admit it. You can admit this.
Well, George Pickens, pivotal part of our offense,
absolutely,
of course. Steelers
offense.
Oh,
yes. Oh, our offense.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because so Steelers
we're
fan
playing
here.
Partiality.
If you're just joining us, if you're not familiar with Chris and Austin here. Hi, I'm Austin. Happy to be here. Steelers fan. But no, you know, I know our offense has struggled at times. We do have inconsistencies on both sides of the ball, but our offense has still improved, and we have a win over Baltimore. Problem is, this is a tight rivalry. It was close last time. I could definitely see the Ravens getting a close win here.
Numbers pickers picking Baltimore 23-18.
Yeah, getting their get back. Lower scoring, physical game. Neither offense probably going to look great because that's how it was the first time
around.
Let's
run down some of these games, college games. Of course, this is the one tonight. 7 o'clock, I believe they kick this game off.
Yes.
Do we have this one on ESPN? Is this?
We
one?
Do.
Okay. You just gave it, but 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, ESPN, Pensacola. You can check that game out. Then tomorrow, oh, by the way, it's going to be a snow game. This will be a great, great game, actually. Number 10, Indiana, take it on number 7, Notre Dame. It'll be good. Saturday, here's your college football playoffs. First round teams, number 11, SMU at number 6, Penn State. Happy Valley will be kind of snowy this weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty jarring environment for SMU, and I think it's going to be a matter of what I've said about the Notre Dame Indiana game before, and that is you've got two proven teams here, and I don't think either of them are true contenders to win it all, but one of them is just such a better built team on paper, and with them being at home, I've got to assume Notre Dame and Penn State can pull out both of these games. I think they each win by two possessions.
You think Dabo has Clemson ready to go against Texas this weekend?
I think that's also going to be a two-possession game in favor of the Longhorns, but I do have it being lower scoring. I think Clemson does match up about as well against Texas as they would against any other major playoff team right now, just as far as the talent that they have, the experience of the coaches, and Texas's offense is not great. I think if Clemson were going to be able to keep up with any of them, Texas's would be in that conversation.
All right. You were talking pretty nice about Ohio State earlier this afternoon.
Yeah, off air I was.
Yeah.
I think Ohio State gets a bit too much hate for that one slip up against Michigan. They were looking like, oh, they're supposed to be one of the top contenders, and rightfully so. They had crushed Indiana. They went toe-to-toe with Oregon on the road, only lost by 1 point. They have that one rivalry loss, which everybody else in any other rivalry tries to act like, oh, well, it can always happen because rivalry games are tricky. After that 13-10 loss to the Wolverines, everybody seems to hate the Buckeyes now. No one's talking about them. They're at home against Tennessee. After that, they rematch Oregon. Rematches are typically difficult for the original victor. So before you blink, we could see Ohio State in the Final Four.
Listen, I don't have a dog in this hunt whatsoever, but I will tell you, I love the tradition of Ohio State.
Yes.
I mean, it reeks from them dropping the tuba to dot the I and stuff like this, you know.
It's their marching band's phenomenal.
Oh, man, I could watch the marching band. I wish they would let the darn band play during the halftime, you know, because they're great. But the traditions at Ohio State are equal. It's going to be a good game, Tennessee, Ohio State. And that game will be on, actually, December 31st. It's a December 31st game.
Ohio State, Tennessee is tomorrow.
You know, this is crazy because I'm looking at my sheet from the network here. It says, ESPN.
It says the 30th. Well, that's just a typo. It's 21st. Whatever.
Right. Well, good.
Bottom line is, I think it's going to be the best game of the first round, as it should be. It's the 8 hosting the 9. I got Ohio State. I think my official score prediction sometime earlier this week, if not on here on ESPN, was 32-26.
Okay, it might be a little more difficult to watch the next two women's soccer World Cups. Why? Distribution.
In the past, Soccer World Cups have always been on the standard, basic TV channels. For example, Fox will be your home for the Men's World Cup in 2026. But after that, for the first time ever, the men's and women's broadcast rights are being sold separately, and FIFA is announcing that the exclusive U.S. rights for the Women's World Cup in both 2027 and 2031 have been acquired by Netflix. The streaming company says it will have both English and Spanish commentary, along with studio shows and documentaries. We'll get a test of just how well Netflix can handle a big sporting event next week when it shows NFL games for the first time, owning the rights for the doubleheader on Christmas Day. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
Wonder how you feel if you don't have Prime and you've missed all these Thursday football games throughout the season.
If you missed yesterday's, you got to be feeling like you're jealous
right
now.
You really do.
Typically, when you hear Chargers-Broncos on a Thursday night, you're going to gag in your mouth a bit. But, man, it was a great game, 34-27.
All right.
34-27 Chargers, I should say.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game. Not bad at all. The march toward crowning the college football national champion gets underway tonight, and Joe Morgan is all over it.
College football's first edition of the 12-team playoff begins under the lights in South Bend. 7th-seeded Notre Dame and 10th-seeded Indiana kick off the first round of the playoff at 8 p.m. Eastern. The Fighting Irish enter the matchup riding a 10-game winning streak following their upset loss to Northern Illinois in Week 2. The Hoosiers have been a Cinderella story all season long, going 11-1 in Kurt Cignetti's first year at the helm. The two Indiana schools have met just once since 1959, and the winner advances to face 2-seed Georgia in the quarterfinals. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty, 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. About a little over 20 minutes ago, actually, we had a texter drop in letting us know there was a wreck on Fairfield right before Mobile Highway intersection starting to back up traffic. I did take a look at it. I'm not seeing much congestion at this time, so hopefully you're not dealing with much. We do have some minor backups as well at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Highway 98, but once again, that is looking rather minor. Outside of those couple spots, there shouldn't be much holding you up. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 53, low of 36, and Sunday, high of 57, low of 40, but sunny, clear skies.
Okay, maybe tomorrow won't be a beach day.
If you're going to the beach,
catch
why?
Some rays or whatever. But Pensacola Beach recently launched a new system to keep people more informed of the current water flag status. Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief Dave Dreenwood.
This is where we push the flag out, the message out to the people who subscribe to the text service. It's very easy to get to, and when the lifeguards come in the morning, they update it from approximately 9:30 to 10 o'clock. Some of their duties are to send this message out on what the current flag is for the day.
And if you noticed, if you ever got out to the beach before 10 o'clock, you will notice the flags are all flying yellow, and maybe the Gulf could be laid down, I mean totally flat. That's because, as he just said, the lifeguards do not update the towers until 10 o'clock.
Right.
So that's where they'll change the flags to reflect the current conditions. They leave the yellow flags up for the cautionary situation out there.
And want to give you another reminder that if you're finishing up any last-minute Christmas shopping, you'll no doubt encounter a red kettle. Salvation Army has 27 of them across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties this year, and they're going to raise $155,000, or at least that's the goal, by Christmas Eve to help those in need. To donate, you can put money in one of those kettles, or you can contact the Salvation Army Social Services Office in Pensacola.
All right. The city of Milton, again, while we're kind of rallying around the sports topics here. Don't forget, the city of Milton has temporarily closed the tennis and pickleball courts. This is in the Matthews Tennis Complex for upgrades. The project will include resurfacing, painting, and striping, and the addition of two new pickleball courts. Cost of that program, about $140,000.
Oh, is that all? My goodness. 6:47 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price here in the studio with you. As always, every hour, I'd like to give you your Wall Street numbers. Well, stocks ending the week with sharply higher figures. There's some good news for you. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 498 points to 42,840. S&P 500 rose 63 points to 59,30. And the NASDAQ gained 199 to 19,572.
Let's not forget about this. The annual Keep the Wreath Green Fire Safety Campaign now has 9 red bulbs on the fire safety wreath. Those wreaths are displayed at county and city fire stations, including select governmental buildings. Every time a firefighter responds to a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, a green light bulb will be replaced with a red one, just to remind you of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes.
And Tesla recalling about 700,000 vehicles due to a possible issue with tire pressure lights. The vehicles being recalled include 2024 Cybertrucks, 2017 202 Model 3s and 2020 to 2025 Model Ys. I'm assuming there was a typo in there somewhere. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said that the tire pressure warning light may not remain illuminated between drive cycles and fails to warn drivers about low tire pressure. Tesla is releasing a software update that it says will fix the issue. Letters to owners impacted by the recall will be notified by mail in February.
Those little warning lights drive you crazy sometimes.
Yeah. And you know, do glitch out on you at times as well.
On my Lexus out here, it's like this warning light comes on and you recycle it a couple. It's not there. So what do you believe? You're a problem back there in the rear or not? Just give it to me. Hey, looks like the folks over at the Milton City Council getting along pretty good this year.
All righty.
Big change from the previous situation. The council voted 7-0 during Thursday's meeting to fast-track the design of a new wastewater treatment plant. Part of the scope of planning is to design the plant to be able to process up to 4 million gallons of sewage per day, as opposed to the 2 million that would have been processed when phase one of the plant was completed under the plans approved by the last council. The actions include an intermediate storage facility at a 20-acre site. I believe the folks over at CWRF, this is the Water Reclamation Facility at ECUA, processes close to, I'm going by 30 million a day or something like that.
Really?
I know the beach does about 2, and the one out on Blue Angel does about 8. But I think the big plant does 22 million. That's what it is. So that's where it is. So you kind of see the difference here. We're talking about 4 million. ECUA is really pushing the numbers, and they are actually really good at what they do.
And speaking of numbers, new numbers show inflation is showing signs of cooling. The Personal Consumption Expenditures, or PCE, price index rose by 0.1% in October, marking a slowdown. The PCE report measures consumer spending, and it is the preferred gauge of the Federal Reserve for inflation. The year-over-year inflation rate rose 2.4% in November compared to 2.3% in October, but that's below what was expected.
All right. Happy Friday, everyone. Thanks so much for having us on. I say this because you state employees must really be smiling about now, because you're getting an extra 3 days off for the holidays. This is in addition to Christmas Day and New Year's Day. State offices are closed starting Monday and Tuesday and December 31st. Of course, the offices were already closed, regular closures on the 25th and January 1st.
All righty, 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, this headline is back like it never left. The bird flu back in the news, spreading quickly in the state of Texas. We got details on how that's happening and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin We'll be back after this.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Don't miss Pensacola Winterfest, continuing nightly through Christmas Eve. Enjoy the streets of downtown Pensacola lit up with 500,000 lights and photos with Santa at Plaza Wonderland at the corner of Government Street and Palafox Place. See PensacolaWinterfest.com for more. Friday night, enjoy a festive gallery night downtown. This month's theme is ugly sweater weather. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Going to be a little chilly around here for the next few days, so just take that into consideration. Take care of those pets. Keep them inside as long as you can. Got to let them out sometime.
That is true.
Please let them out sometime. But do take care of your pets. In fact, I bought my three little monsters. I'm talking about my Yorkies. They're sweaters. I got them some new sweaters this year. I'm very excited because when I get home tonight, I'm going to slap those suckers on those things.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to put them in their sweaters. They'll look pretty cool in there. Holidays, very exciting time of year. I'm having a good time this Christmas holiday. And they just keep getting better and better. The Florida Lottery launching three new scratch-off games, the Ultimate VIP Cash Word, Platinum Mine 9X, and 2025. The new games offer millions in cash prizes, over 14 million winning tickets, and they are now available. And good luck to you, and play wisely.
Absolutely. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour, for this evening, and for this week. We do have some backups downtown at the intersection of Palafox Street and Garden. Just be on the lookout for that, but that's to be expected on a Friday night in downtown Pensacola. Outside of that, there's not really anything holding you up. As for the weather, 53 degrees, but it's going to get cooler. Low of 36 this evening. Tomorrow, the exact same. High of 53, low of 36. Sunday, a little bit warmer, quote-unquote. High of 57, low of 40. Both sunny, clear, beautiful days.
I'm surprised FDOT has not put out more information about the Garson Bridge during the daylight hours because they knock it down to one lane. And I want to tell you, the delays are substantial. I got caught in delay probably 5 to 7 minutes today, maybe 10 minutes.
Wow.
Waiting on the lane shifts. Because now they block you at the foot of, say, for instance, if you were heading north on the Garson towards the 10 freeway, they stop you before you actually get on the span. And they let everybody on the span from coming from north to south. You have to wait for everybody. It's time-consuming. I'm just surprised we don't get any alerts on it because I don't get them from my FDOT side either.
Mm.
And it is a pain in the you-know-what have to deal with that.
It sounds it.
Okay, Malaysia's government agrees to renew the hunt for Flight 370. Do you remember this? This happened 10 years ago.
I have heard of this.
It disappeared, and then crickets. They just gave up on trying to find anything. Jeff Manasso has more on the report.
Malaysia's transport minister says the country agrees in principle to accept a second no-find, no-fee proposal from a U.S. company to continue looking for MH370, which is believed to have crashed in the southern Indian Ocean in 2014. Cabinet ministers giving the nod to Texas-based marine robotics firm Ocean Infinity to continue the seabed search operation at a new almost 6,000-square-mile site in the ocean next year. The Beijing-bound Boeing 777 vanished from radar shortly after taking off March 8, 2014, carrying 239 people on a flight from Kuala Lumpur. Previous searches have turned up nothing. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All right, he mentioned this before the break. The bird flu spreading quickly in Texas. The Parks and Wildlife Service revealing several recent cases. They say the virus circulating among wild birds that are migrating south. The latest report says there are detections in Houston and the surrounding counties. It includes a warning for both hunters and groups that help injured animals and bird feeders. They say should be cleaned at least every 2 weeks. So we were hearing about this more out west. Then we heard about some bizarre case in Louisiana. And now we've got bird flu sweeping through Texas.
You were talking about that Tesla recall. That was just released.
Indeed, I was.
I pulled some audio on this because I wanted to kind of roll the story out for you in full form. Back to the shop for some Cybertrucks and other Tesla models. Teresa Crowley explains what's happening.
The futuristic Tesla Cybertruck, now up to its seventh recall of the year. Certain 2024 Cybertrucks included in a 700,000 vehicle Tesla recall over a warning light on the tire pressure monitoring system. The warning light may not stay lit through drive cycles, so drivers may not know when tire pressure is low. That can increase the risk of an accident. Owner notification letters aren't going out till February, but the fix is a free software update. The recall also includes 2017 through 25 Model 3s and Model Y vehicles built since 2020. Or you can call Tesla customer service. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And raw oysters are to blame for a norovirus outbreak that left at least 80 people sick in Los Angeles earlier this month. That's according to the L.A. County Department of Public Health. The oysters were eaten on December 3rd at an event at the Hollywood Palladium celebrating the L.A. Times list of the 101 best restaurants. I saw you smirk over there, so I probably butchered that. Norovirus causes what is commonly known as the stomach flu or a stomach bug with symptoms that include fever, headache, vomiting, and diarrhea. The type of oysters that were eaten have since been recalled by the Pacific Northwest. California wasn't dealing with enough.
Just lovely topics to talk about while the people are eating dinner. Let me tell you. We're just a few weeks away from those red cameras being activated at five problematic intersections in Pensacola. Here's PPD's Mike Wood.
Be able to concentrate on other locations. The intersections where these red light cameras are going in are intersections that are very difficult, if not impossible, for a single officer to enforce. We've got to keep man hours, the amount of man hours that we spend in perspective, and we just don't have the manpower to have multiple officers at these major intersections. So it's going to be a big help.
Okay, until February, February 1st, the cameras will only issue warning tickets. After that, get ready, open up the wallet, $158 for just a, probably waiting 3 or 4 seconds and getting impatient.
Right.
Remember what I do in Gulf Breeze? I count to three before I go.
Yep.
And it's a good thing to do. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday at 4 o'clock.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.